So I was at a refinery, and I asked a group of mechanics, can you tell me the operational state of the refinery when you pull your vehicle into the employee parking lot to come to work before your shift? And the mechanics looked at me and said, yeah, I can tell you exactly how the refinery is operating from the employee parking lot. And I said, how do you do that? And they said, it sounds different when it's not doing its job. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I'm your host, Todd Conklin. How are you today? Hey, today we're going to talk about the difference between tacit knowledge and explicit knowledge. And let me give you a quick definition just in case you've never heard these terms before. I hope you have, but if you haven't, this is a pretty good safety moment for you. Explicit knowledge is knowledge that's super easy to share. It's easy to document. It's easy to proceduralize. It's easy to write down. Explicit knowledge is knowledge that we just simply know exists. We know it's there. We can share it. We can teach it. We can learn it. We can write it down. We can document it. Tacit knowledge is the knowledge that workers carry in their head that goes beyond the ability to express with mere sheets of paper or in a simple procedure or even a complex or very, very difficult procedure. Explicit knowledge is simple and easy to manage. Tacit knowledge is the years and years of experience, just the feeling, the gut instinct, something there tells you that this is right or this is wrong. And the difference between those two forms of knowledge becomes really important when we understand how work is actually done. Not how we think work is done, that's explicit description of doing work, but the tacit description of doing work is much more nuanced, and it's much more about the ins and outs, the experiences I've had, how I feel about doing this job. That refinery story is a really good example. I wouldn't know how to teach you to listen to a pump to tell you if the pump's operating well, but I can absolutely find people in the room today where we're listening to this safety moment who know the difference. And that's what we want to try to capture and understand. The problem is that a procedure can only capture explicit knowledge. That's all it can capture. You'll never be able to write a procedure ever in a million years with $1 million that could ever encompass the tacit knowledge that workers carry around with them. That tacit knowledge is what you rely on in order to do work successfully, to get to the production that you want to get to add value to the world. But it's also what you rely on for the quality, for environment, for operations surety, for operations excellence, and for safety. So what do you do with this? It's a pretty good question, too, because I'm sort of presenting a problem that doesn't have a solution. Except to say that by presenting the problem, I think we've already sort of introduced our potential solution. You must understand, and I know you do, that much of what keeps your facility humming along cannot be captured in the category of explicit knowledge. That much of what you rely on to create safety or operational excellence in your facility really exists in that realm of non-describable abilities that your workers carry into the workplace. You have to build space and recognize the expertise that workers have in order to understand and accept the fact that much of what is done in your facility is on the tacit knowledge side of the equation. That's our operational excellence moment for today. I just want to give you something to think about. But now what I'd like you to do is take a moment and talk about what I just said, because that discussion on the end of this tacit knowledge discussion, that's where the money's made. Until then, my friends, do something very, very cool every day. Have as much fun as you can. Learn something all the time. And for goodness sakes, be safe.